Welcome to your five for today. In this country, we have a bit of an obsession with the weather, probably because we wish we had more sunny days of warmth and less cold, dreary ones. Maybe we just wish we could rely on the weather a little more. Yet really, we have a lot to be thankful for. Yes, we get a few days when snow seems to stop everything, and the hosepipe ban is started after just what seems a few sunny weeks. We don't get the extreme weather that other countries experience. Recently we had a stormy night. The rain was heavy and the wind strong. I didn't sleep much at all. I kept thinking of the shed roof. I knew that it wasn't in a good state of repair. I worried that it might not be there in the morning. But it was fine. Sometimes we worry because of things that might happen. Things we are not prepared for. This reminds me of a story that I heard some years ago. It was from the American Midwest, where storms can whip up quickly. A farmer put an advertisement in the local shop. Farmhand wanted. No one applied for quite some time. An older man walked into the town one day and asked for work. The shopkeeper pointed to the board, where the notice still sat. He applied. The farmer was expecting someone young and energetic, someone who might be ready for arduous work, heavy lifting. In fact, someone much younger than himself. When asked why he should get the job, the man gave a surprising answer. "I can sleep through the storm." This puzzled the farmer, but he liked the old man and gave him the job. A few weeks later, the farmer and his wife were awakened in the night by a violent storm ripping through their valley. He leapt out of bed and called to their new hired hand, but the old man was sleeping soundly. So they quickly began to check to see if all things were secured. They found the shutters of the farmhouse had been securely fastened. A good supply of logs had been sat next to the fire. The farmer and his wife then inspected the property. They found that the farm tools had been placed in the storage shed. Bales of wheat had been bound and wrapped in tarpaulin. The tractor had been moved into the garage. The barn was properly locked tight. Even the animals were calm and had plenty of feed. All was well. The farmer then understood the meaning of the old man's words, "I can sleep through a storm," because the farmhand did his work loyally and faithfully when the skies were clear. He was prepared for any storm. So when the storm did actually break, he was not concerned or afraid. He could sleep in peace. When we come across difficulties in life, who do we turn to? Do we struggle away trying to solve the problems that we can't understand? Or do we turn to God, the one who understands and knows the answer? We need to be prepared. Our lives can feel full of storms, but our lives won't last forever. The storms of life will stop. The Bible describes our lives like the steam above the kettle. It appears, whirls around in many different directions, causes fascination to anyone who really looks. Then, just as soon as we focus on it, it's over. This is the point we really need to be prepared for. This is what we must be ready for. When we stand before God, we will not be able to present our good things. Because God is so holy, he will only see us holding filthy rags. We must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did for us at Calvary when he died for our sin. Once we trust him, we know that our sins are forgiven, and then we can sleep soundly through the storm. Thank you for listening.